It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. The Score!
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
So if you're the Bears, how do you approach it? If you beat the Lions, you're the 2 seed.
We're playing to win this week.
Which means you get the Packers at Soldier Field.
You get to be at home against everyone except San Francisco.
But it's
theoretically.
But it's assuredly the Packers.
Yeah, you're getting the Packers if you're the 2 seed.
Green Bay Packers. Too much cheese for me. I'm lactose and intolerant.
I mean, you got to try and play and win and get the Packers again, don't you?
I just look at it. It's pretty simple to me. You're trying to stay at home as long as possible.
I'm home. Home is safe. Home is safe.
And winning the game allows you to stay home with the only place that you have to go is a nice place. Like one that's not going to, like from a weather standpoint, that's the only place you have to go is there.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to go back to Philly to win another game, anything like that.
Right. If they were blind resumes, you would go, I want to play that team. But it's the Packers. So to say that feels like it evokes like a curse. You know what I mean?
To
like
say
like,
you want the Packers.
Yes, it's like you're inviting the vampire into the house by saying that you want the Packers in a playoff game.
It hurts. Yes. Good. It will hurt more. Where am I? You don't remember everything you've done for 100 years. In a moment you will. They will haunt you.
It just reminded me of the game that Spice Adams brought up when he was on this show a few weeks ago, when they let them in. When Lovey and the Bears did not beat the Packers in the final week of the regular season. Was that 2010? And the Packers made the playoffs and then ended up beating the Bears in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, you unzip me. It's all coming back. It's all coming back. I hate you. It's all coming back. You understand? I don't like it. I don't like to think about it.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We appreciate you hanging out with us tonight here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. It's nice. The sun didn't quite go down at 4:30.
Well, that's right, because we've gone over the hump. We have passed the longest or the shortest day.
Yes, but we're getting most of the sunlight in the morning now. Kevin Jeans does a really good job on his Instagram of explaining all this stuff. But yes, it was nice to look out and be like, oh, there's the sun for like a half a second.
Man, no sun, it does something to a person.
I know.
It really does. And my wife is that person.
I'm also your partner is one of those people too.
Well, how do you know that's not who I was referring to? My wife or my radio partner. No, so both of us.
Wow.
Both my wife and my radio partner have issues with that. The sun needs to come back at some point.
Yeah. People are like, why do you keep going out west? There's a reason.
That's why.
Yeah.
My work
one of them. One of them.
Yeah. That's one of them. Yeah, no,
there are multiple.
There are other reasons.
By the way, I didn't say this when we had Matt Bowen on, but the segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath, Acura, and Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath.
Look, are you a local business owner or employee? Before we get into the sexy football, would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score? Here is your chance. We are bringing back the Score Big for Your Business contest.
I love this contest.
Me too. It's really cool, and it's had great results the past couple years. You can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on the Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. Massive listenership, obviously, during the Super Bowl. And we chat about you before and after, too. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. So what? Log on to 670thescore.com/contests to enter now and learn more details. Deadline to enter is January 18th. I'll give you the website again. If you own a local business or you have a local business, 670thescore.com/contests. Score Big for Your Business is sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps moving forward. Member FDIC.
Thanks to People's Bank. This is one of my favorite things that we do as a radio station because it actually helps out. And here's the added bonus. Over the last 2 years, when we were talking about this, there was no chance that the Chicago team would play in that game. This year, there's a chance that that would happen. And if that were to be the case, we have the Westwood One call of that game.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Which means that you would be listening to it here on the Score. So if you were ever wondering on what the highest rated day to, as it stands right now, the highest rated day on the Score this year was game 5 of the Cubs.
Of the Cubs and the Brewers.
Uh-huh.
I was there. It did not end well.
It did not end well. I would tell you that if the Chicago team makes it to that game and that game is broadcast here on the Score,
mm-hmm,
that would be the highest rated day.
Why could the Bears make that game? Why could the Bears potentially be in that game? What would be the biggest reason?
The impact that Ben Johnson has had on this franchise has been immense. And what's cool about it is as we're watching all of these things play out last week, Speaks, where you're watching this incredible offensive game with two of the best guys in the league, this season has been a journey, I think, for Bears fans where you aren't looking over at the other sideline going, man, I wish we had one of those. You have one of those.
Yes, we do.
You've got the coach where other teams are looking around going, man, what if our quarterback had Ben Johnson? What if our franchise had Ben Johnson? And know that in the hiring cycle, there were at least two teams that were out with their love for Ben Johnson, the Raiders and the Cowboys. And he chose this one. He chose to be the guy that's in charge of the Bears. And now when you're watching Bears games, you're looking at a guy that's out here making calls and scheming things up and scheming guys open and has such a great sense of offensive football,
mm-hmm,
that you never feel like you're at a deficit. You're not coveting. Like, that's where Bears fans are at now with a coach. You don't have to covet the other team's coach. You don't have to look up in Green Bay and go, man, that LaFleur guy, he seems to really understand the game. You don't have to, even with Shanahan last week,
yeah,
you can go, our guy's as good as that guy. With Dan Campbell, man, I wish we had a coach that was tough. You have one.
That's the part we didn't know. That's the part we didn't know until we started hearing some stuff, and then we started listening to him, and then we started seeing the evidence. Could he be a tough-minded football leader in addition to the offensive brain? And he is that, right? He's that too.
He's all of those things, and it's just, I love it because it's so different. That's why I asked Hogue that question yesterday. Having been someone who covered the team for 15 years, so my time covering the team overlaps with Hogue, right? To go from that desert of, well, maybe this coach will be the coach that does it. And look, there's still a lot of stuff that we have to find out about Ben Johnson. But I think that the place that the Bears are in, and not to, I don't want to dog Matt Nagy out, and we're going to talk about him in the next segment, by the way.
But we need to compare this year to 2018.
Yes.
We have to.
And I would tell you that there feels like there's more confidence in what Ben Johnson is doing right now than even with a team that was 12-4.
Yeah.
And really good under Matt Nagy, there were limitations. You looked at the quarterback, and you're like, okay, like I could see how it might work, but there wasn't anything outside of the Tampa Bay game that was convincing. It's so funny because when Big Ant was in here, we were talking about that season, and I remember vividly, week 12, Big Ant and I were talking in the hallway or something, and he's like, something's not right. And I said, you know, I've been feeling the same way about the Bears. And then
it's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
As the season went on, it got more and more telling, like what was wrong with them. As this season's gone on, you walk away more and more confident on what's happening. Like it was almost like the 18 team like reached a summit and were then just like hanging on to that summit, and then the double doink happens and it just feels terrible. With this team, it feels like, hey, like, are they all right?
I think I know why. I think I know why that is. Because for any like offensive genius, there's a system that they come with, right? But then they need to adjust and they need to flip what they do and change and mold what they do to the personnel. And maybe week to week in the game plan, they need to be flexible and show you an ability to adjust. Matt Nagy didn't have that. He came in with one thing, and he's only ever coached in one thing, which is Andy Reid's system. That's all he ever had. And he didn't have a pivot. His pivot was to give up play calling.
Twice.
His pivot was to tell Bill Lazor to do some stuff. It's funny, Ben Johnson referenced Bill Lazor a couple weeks ago because he was working with him in Miami when they took what Mike Martz did and molded that into part of what they were doing. But even that reference and the way he talked about that shows you what you've now come to learn and believe in Ben Johnson. He can coach a bunch of different styles. He can adjust what he does to fit the scheme, the personnel, and the opponents. And folks, we've already seen him do that this year.
Yep.
We saw a massive pivot in week 5 when he said, all right, we need to commit to the running game. We figured out what's something we can do, and let's go ahead and do that.
Want to win a fist fight?
Yeah.
I can do that too.
All right, I think we're best equipped to win a fist fight instead of asking my quarterback just to save us as if he were Pat Mahomes or as if he were Jared Goff. He's not. Maybe someday he will be, but he's not now. Let's do something else. And he did it. And he's shown us week to week different stuff in the game plan and putting stuff in and the volume of different looks. Matt Nagy never showed us that. We've seen more in 1 year from Ben Johnson in this way than we saw in Matt Nagy's entire 5 years as a Bears coach.
You brought up Mike Martz. While you were out, we had Mike Martz on. He also said that he could have done better by Jay, by the way, in that conversation that we ended up having with him. But he gushed about the job that Ben Johnson is doing, specifically when it comes to bringing the quarterback along.
I was passing the torch from Don Coryell, Ernie Zampezi, Norv Turner, but all those guys in the digit system in terms of getting the ball out quick into holes and, making the the quarterbacks read simpler instead of keen defenders. You're looking where you want to throw it and get off it if there's color. You know, I see that in what Ben's doing. You know, the ball comes out so much faster. He's very decisive, and that was not Caleb in the past. He wanted to run around with it a little bit and make throws, and the transition that he's made, he's not there yet, but he's on his way, and it's fun. The precision of what he does in the passing game, I guess, is the biggest part that I grab a hold of and like and feel like the torch is being passed through. You know, I don't claim to be anywhere near Ben Johnson. I think he's exceptional. I think time will tell. He could end up being as good as there is, but I just can't speak highly enough of him and what he's done there.
How about that? That was a wonderful interview you guys did.
Thanks.
With Mike Martz. I mean, he's been great every time that we've had a chance to talk to him, so I'm not surprised.
We also had to break the news to him that the Bears were thinking about moving to Indiana.
Yeah, that was...
That was bizarre.
It's rude of Kevin Warren to slide that in to the Mike Martz conversation.
It was very strange. Hmm. But Mike was ready because he worked with Kevin Warren.
Mm-hmm.
So he had thoughts on it. And he was like, yeah, I can't really see the Bears being in Indiana, though.
Here's the thing about, like, a great offensive mind and play caller who can build something that's lasting, you will have to end up doing it with different quarterbacks. You really want to show that you can do it, and you'll have to do it with different quarterbacks and show that you can do it with slightly different styles. I always think of Joe Gibbs, who was an offensive genius of the run game. And Wani brings up Joe Gibbs all the time. We'll talk to Wani tomorrow. When talking about Ben Johnson and some of the counter plays and stuff that they run, he drew one up. He drew up a Joe Gibbs play. Joe Gibbs made Super Bowls with Mark Rippon, Joe Theismann, Jay Schrader, and Doug Williams. You know? Like, Andy Reid has made playoffs, has made it deep into the playoffs, if not Super Bowls, with Donovan McNabb and Alex Smith.
And Patrick Mahomes.
And Patrick Mahomes. And Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia.
And Kevin Cobb. And Mike Vick. You know? Like,
those are very different quarterbacks.
Stone. Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh.
Steve
not
Young,
Steve Walsh.
Joe Montana.
Bill Walsh with Steve Young and then Joe Montana. Or Joe Montana, then Steve Young. Different quarterbacks.
Completely.
But found a way to make that stuff work. Like, you want to be a great one, you're going to have to mold and change. And I believe that Ben, and look at Kyle Shanahan, look at McVay. McVay has made it to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff, and he won one with Matthew Stafford. You know, they're different dudes. Look at Kyle Shanahan, made it to a Super Bowl with
Matt Ryan.
With Matt Ryan down in Atlanta. But even in San Francisco, right? With what's his name from with Jimmy Garoppolo. He made a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, it's unbelievable to think about what he's done. He's made it work with Brock Purdy, a Mr. Irrelevant. He made it work with they won games with Mac Jones this year.
And people were like, get Mac Jones more opportunities. Then Brock Purdy came back and they're like, nah, sorry about that.
The great offensive minds who are head coaches supersede the talent.
McCorkle.
I mean, Mike Holmgren did a lot with Brett Favre. But then he went to Seattle and did pretty damn well with Matt Hasselbeck. You know, it's crazy. You can be very special, but you got to show that you can do it with different kinds of quarterbacks. And I think Ben has shown you, man, Caleb Williams is a very different quarterback than Jared Goff. And we know it. And here we are.
And look at what he's done. When we come back, we want to hip you to something that you should definitely take the time to read. In fact, maybe you should take the time to read it during the break. Dan Pompey's piece on Matt Nagy is really interesting on a lot of different levels and a human level, and that reached my partner, Matt Spiegel.
So if you don't want to read it, we'll take care of it for you because we've read it.
For sure. But we also, you know, Dan's one of our guys.
Without
a
doubt.
So please go read the piece and support the Athletic and in all of their endeavors.
For sure. But we've also distilled some of the things that Matt Nagy says he would do differently.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I always wondered about this from the approach of the walkabout. And it looks like he did it, but we'll explain. And we're going to give Matt Nagy a lot of credit, and we're going to walk you through some of this. Mm. So don't go anywhere. It's next on The Score.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.